Simen Shin Lamed Vav Seif Tes. The Mechaber says that if you have a pipe that causes the water, the rainwater, to come down from the roof like a gutter pipe and get stuffed up with cash, with straw, and some with grass, now get stuffed up, and because of that, the water overflows onto the roof because it's getting backed up and it causes a leak into the house. So you could kick with your feet privately, not in public, but Betzina, you could kick with your feet in order to fix it up. Now this way the water will be able to come through. So you're kicking out the kash, the asavim, whatever it is, you're stepping on them in order the water should be able to get through. And this way they won't have a hefsay more to the bais. And the Chabas is the reason why you can do is Masaka de Shinui. Since you're just kicking with your feet, that's not the normal way to clear out the gutter pipe. So Mokum say that the case is a hefsid, Loi Gozru Rabbanan. In fact, Mishnah Berurah brings from the Meiri that only to step on them and this way to make space for the water to go through is allowed. But actually kick the kash masavim out of the gutter pipe, they should be out, that's also do even with your feet. Akapayim, the point is that mut to do this, the shinu, because magum hefsed legazer abon. It's only isad rabbanon, and it's magum hefsed chazar nagazer. This shaila comes up sometimes, if somebody has a sink that's stuffed, and he wants to unstuff it, this is the word, shinga, backed up. So it seems from over here that would be aser. There's no hefsed in having a sink backed up, just don't use that sink on Shabbos. What about it could happen in the basic kisei? There could be a toilet also that has to be plunged, it gets backed up. So there, if there's no other basic kisei people to use, there could be other cheshbonis also why it's necessary to have this one available. Then we could say makom kavod abrius legos rabbanon, similar to makom hefsed legos rabbanon. In a case of need, there's room to yemeko if one does an oifen that's drabbanon. The Heidegger Poiskim, Kateri Poiskim, talk about this. Shabbos Kachos talks about it, brings from Shlomo Zalman. There's not the forum to give a psak halach lamaisa, but this is a shayla that comes up, and it's based on how to deal with the sif. Sif Yud, the Mechaber says, you have a hadas, it's mechubber, it's attached to the ground, you last smell on Shabbos. Mishmer explains, no kashash, that you're going to pull it out of the ground or to smell it, because you can smell it while it's attached to the ground. It says, although there are Poiskim, there are machmer, achrem, there are machmer, and the shayla lamaisa, the chrem said, ikar loch, it's like the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber goes on. It says now a fruit that's roi la'achil, like an esrog or a tapuach, an apple, anything that's roi la'achil, there it's also a smell with the whole karko. So the chashash, you might pull it off in order to eat it. And the Mishnah Berurah says that even though you don't have to pull it off to eat it, you could bite it straight off the tree and eat it that way also. But that would also be also be the same problem of kaitzer. What's the difference if you uproot by pulling it off to eat it, or if you uproot by biting into it while it's attached to the tree? Either way, it's a problem of kaitzer. Every the Mishnah Berurah says you should make a machal against those who make a mistake, they go to the garden of Shabbos Yom Tov, and they actually eat fruit from the trees. The over on the Isser of Klisha. And even after someone pulled it off, it'll be also achila because it's muktzah. Since by the beginning of Shabbos, it's attached to the tree, therefore it's muktzah on Shabbos. And Mishnah Berurah goes as far as to say they have to make people in charge, the mashkiach, this to watch over this, to stop this from going on until this bad habit ends. Sif Yud Aleph, the Mechaber says that to soak chidim s'urim, kernels of wheat and barley and water, is a told of Zareya, and it's mamash chayv melecha Shabbos deraisa. Mishnah Berurah explained to the person soaking them or to soften them, this way they'll grow. And because the kavanas grow, it's a melacha of zareya, and right away you're going to be chayv. No, it's not going to grow until a few days later. Right away, it's going to grow. Now, Shmur brings from the chayyadim a practical case that was to get to them. Someone wants to soak tefuah or to make beer. The same thing, idea is that should grow, and it's going to be the same chiv chatas deraisa. However, Mishnah Berurah does bring from the chayyadim that the reason why he's soaking is to make it easier for your animal to eat it, because kernels of wheat were used for animal food. So there it's fine just trying to soften the seeds and not get them growing anyway, because it takes a few days till it starts growing, but then the animals will have eaten it. Mishnah Berurah warns us, though, that it's only by the type of seeds that they sit independently in the water. They grow from soaking in the water. Causes tzmicha, causes growing. However, the type of the soften that gets mixed together with the water and becomes like a gneisa, like a doughy type of a thing, so then there'll be a problem of the melacha of lush. Mishnah Berurah brings the Prima Gadim that dried fruits such as raisins, etc., you could soak them in the water on Shabbos. The Kevish Kavasim, like pickling fruits, there will be also pickled in the water on Shabbos. Now the Mechaber says that even kosher is going to be chayiv in this case of soaking chidim asarim. Mishnah Berurah explains even one kernel of wheat will be enough to be chayiv, it's already a share to be chayiv. There must have the one could put branches of trees in water on Shabbos as long as they have no flowers that are going to open up from the chukas of the water. In other words, they're not going to grow. Mishnah Berurah explains to discuss a case with not muktzah. You set them aside from before. You want to have them to court the purposes in your house, and they would store it in water. But the Ramah says, look at Simon Tafresh Nandalad, that's Nichlas Lulav. And Mishnah Berurah says over there, you see that you cannot add new water on Shabbos. You can only put it into water it was in from before Shabbos. You can put it back into that water on Shabbos. Some Achraim said you could put it into new water as long as that water was prepared for Shabbos. Shouldn't be a problem with Tirch Yisera. But unless you go to Zachranim, it has to be that you're putting it into water that was in from before Shabbos. Also, if there's flowers that are going to open up from the water, then like the Ramah said, that's for sure going to be asur. That you cannot even put it into water that was in from before Shabbos, because they're putting it back in now, you're causing the flowers to open, and that's a problem of Zareah.